That's right. It wouldn't know. It just spins because you got it weighted down.
What was that? The model? What was the first Ford? Model A, T, or?
Model D. Model D was the first.
Well, let's see. We started with cars, and we went on to airplanes. We skipped the trains. Did you ever go? I'm sure you rode in the train.
Did we?
Trains.
Oh, I rode trains a lot.
Tell about some of your train rides.
Oh, I went down to Mississippi. I rode a train down to Mississippi and back. I hate to tell about it. I got drunk one and done that. You know, sorry. That's when we both got like that. I run a sawmill down there. We were supposed to get off at Greenpaw and we just stayed on. And so we got to Mississippi and that we got old. I'd stay all night. And next morning I caught the train back to Vista.
Had to stay all night to sober up.
Pardon?
Stay all night to sober up.
No, it had no way back.
Oh, the schedule.
Had to stay.
You had to ride the train from Green Pond to Bessemer most of the time, didn't you?
Yep, that is up and over there. That's the way I went.
We've talked about the different kinds of travel, from cars, the first Ford car, and up to airplanes. But what about the roads?
The roads were rough back then. Now, you take this road right here. Going to Bessemer, we turned off right up there where Clyde lives. That old, you know where that old road turns off, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Down there, there's an old wooden bridge there. Crossed on it, went out by Lou George's place over here, and went on into Bessemer. That's the way it went then. There wasn't no roads through here then.
When did they cut this road?
I don't know. It was after that, was a road from, come down from up here on top of Brook Ridge where old man McClendon lived, on down. So, where this road goes in now, creek was up then. He had to come back this way and go up there and go up. Around there wasn't no bridge down here. And, let's see.
Do you say people had to work the roads?
Yeah.
Individual citizens?
That man, overseer they called it. He warned out, he was appointed for that. And he had warned the men out that were supposed to be on the road. There's some for one road and some for another road. And they worked that road, they could work them 10 days on it if it was necessary. But they generally about 5 or 6 days, find a mud hole and cut a bunch of brakes and go in there and throw a little dirt over it and go on.
And you got no pay for this?
Okay.
Did you get paid for working the road?
No. You didn't get no, all the pay you got was traveling.
Just as a private citizen used to do that.
You didn't get no pay at all for it.
Well, how did the overseer get his job?
Well, he didn't get no pay either.
No pay?
No. He just wanted to warn the men out and be with them when they were working the road.
Was this the WCA project? This is way before that?
How then?